Hello, and welcome to the National Day of Prayer audio guide. My name is Joel Trainer, and I get to be the pastor at Three Creeks Church in Gahanna, Ohio. But I'm really just one of many pastors of churches in Gahanna who have pulled together to make this podcast happen. Given all that's going on in our world right now, it is simply not the time to gather together physically, but it is the time, perhaps more than ever, to pray. On this podcast, we have pastors from many different churches in Gahanna who are going to pray about many different things, and after each one, we will give you some time to pray as well. We encourage you to get outside, go on a walk, go on a run, spend some time today going before the Father in prayer. As a way to encourage someone else in your life to join you, go ahead and take a picture of yourself wherever you're at and post it and use the hashtag PrayGahanna. And hopefully we can flood our news feeds and show the world that we believe prayer changes things. Remember to use the hashtag PrayGahanna, and hopefully it will encourage someone to join us. Now, take a minute and slow down. Breathe easy, be unhurried, and pray. And ask God to speak to you as we pray to Him.
My name is Steve Brown. I'm the pastor of St. Luke Lutheran Church on Morse Road. We'll now pray for our schools. Creator God, we pray that education would continue during these challenging times. We know that when students learn more about your creation, they are drawn closer to you. We pray for our superintendent, principals, and all administrators that they would lead with amazing wisdom and foresight. We pray for each of our teachers that they would be able to connect with their students and robust learning would take place. We pray for our students that they would experience wonderful times of learning. And we pray especially for those students who are disappointed because of cancellations. Give them peace. We pray for our parents who are with their students at home, helping them to learn, that you'd give them patience and wisdom. We pray for our support staff that during this time they would find meaning in their work, be well connected and supported. And we pray, Lord, that come August, our schools would open on time with students being able to come to their school buildings. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
My name is Brian Reed, and I'm the executive pastor at Infinite Church, and I will be praying for our first responders in Gahanna. Dear Jesus, we come before you, and we thank you for those that put their lives on the line every day, for those that run towards the problems and not away from them. Lord, we pray for their protection, for their mental health, for the good of their families, Lord, that worry about them every time they go to work. We pray for supernatural protection in their lives, God, that you would guide them, give them wisdom in your direction and all that they do and how they serve our community. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
My name is Philip Bassam. I'm the lead pastor of Discovery Church here in Gahanna, and I am here to offer a prayer for the families in our community.
Our Father, as we come together as a community, we know that there are families who are working through various issues, whether it be through schooling, job loss, seeking jobs. There could be sickness in our families. And right now, there's a sense of isolation and loneliness and not being able to connect the same way that we're used to. We ask that you would bind us together as a community, bind us together as families, be with the moms and dads who are struggling to put food on the table for their family or pay their bills. Father, we also ask that you would watch over the moms and the dads and the kids as they finalize this school year. Especially the graduates of 2020, as the celebration and all that may not take place the way they had hoped, but they could still find joy in this time and celebrate the accomplishments of their kids. And God, we ask that you would just continue to watch over us, be with our families, be with all those that are leading our families, that you would grant them extra grace and mercy at this time. And we ask that in this in Jesus' name, amen.
This is Pastor Wally Contreras with First Baptist Church of Gahanna. Please join me as we pray for our healthcare workers. O living God, you who are above all things, your word tells us that all good gifts come from you, the Father of lights. We praise you and give you thanks for the gifts of medical knowledge. We thank you for those whom you've called to provide medical care and comfort around the world. We ask that by your strong arm and mighty spirit, you would use the skills and experience of our healthcare workers. We plead that you would make their work fruitful, and when they rest, that they would be renewed to continue their work. Assure them in their moments of doubt and weakness. Strengthen their resolve and commitment to be healers of those in need. Amen.
This is David Bubb from Mifflin Presbyterian Church. I'm praying for our government. Good and gracious God, we do pray for all our elected officials, as well as all those civil servants who work within their ranks, here in Gahanna, Ohio, and at the federal level. We are grateful for their willingness to serve in this way. Grant them wisdom, energy, imagination, and love, so that the decisions they make will strengthen and support the whole community and country, especially those most vulnerable. Give them a vision for the common good. Help them to seek paths that foster unity over division, selflessness over selfish concern. Give them the strength and courage to make tough decisions that will bring healing, shalom, health, and safety to our communities. Grant that we who are governed by them will be faithful in influencing them in ways that are constructive and uplifting. In these anxious and confusing days, may they be open to your spirit of peace and guidance. In the mystery of your all-inclusive love, O God, we offer these prayers as a united community of faith. Amen.
My name is Rob Paul. I'm the pastor at Shepherd Church of the Nazarene. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have to live in a community that has organizations in it that care for the needs of others. Thank you for the men and women who volunteer in those organizations such as GRIN and Neighborhood Bridges and other organizations like it. I pray your blessings over those men and women who volunteer their time and their energy, their resources, and their talents to make those ministries and organizations work. I pray that you would bless them with resources, with enough volunteers to not get burned out, and that they would literally meet the needs of others. I'm reminded of in your word where it says that it's your kindness that leads us to repentance. And I pray that as these organizations extend kindness in the hand of Christ to others, that it would lead others to repentance and to see the goodness of your love and your nature and your grace and your care and your compassion. I pray your blessings over each of these organizations, the men and women who serve in them. And I ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Hey guys, I am TJ Wolf. I am the pastor at Eastside Community Church here in Gahanna. And today I'm going to be praying for all the patients of COVID-19 and their families. Won't you join me? Lord, right now we come before you seeking your hand of healing for those who are battling this COVID-19 illness. Lord, their family members. God, I know this has got to be one of the most nerve-wracking times with a family member or loved one who contracts this virus. But Lord, we're so thankful that we have promises in your word that we can hold on to. And so, Lord, we just pray that for those that are sick, Lord, we're reminded of the scripture that by your stripes we are made whole. Lord, I pray Psalms 41, verse 3, the Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. Lord, that's what we pray right now for those that are battling this illness. Lord, that by the power of your blood that was shed, that you would heal them and raise them up. Lord, bring peace and comfort to family members today, ones who can't visit or be with their loved ones. Lord, let them know that you are there, you're holding their hands, and you're walking them through it, God. Lord, we want to be able to give a testimony of your mighty hand at work. And Lord, so we ask you to heal, to restore, and to get all the glory from this situation. We ask all these things by the power of your blood and in Jesus' name. Amen.
My name is Steve Benninger, and I'm one of the pastors at New Life Church. And I'm leading us in prayer for the churches in Gahanna. Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing us to live in our wonderful city that we love. And Lord, I thank you for all of the Jesus-loving, gospel-preaching churches in our town. And Lord, I pray that you would stir up your church in Gahanna, awaken your people here, Lord, to the glory of Jesus Christ and to the needs that are all around us. Lead your people deeper, Father, into repentance. Expand your church's influence for the sake of the gospel of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would work to turn our churches into houses of prayer where your people are lifting up their neighbors to you regularly before the throne of God. Father, protect your church leaders from being deceived by the evil one, I pray. And encourage them these days, Lord. Lift them up. And Lord, prompt them to keep faithfully preaching the word of God with power and precision and passion. Lord, I pray you would give your people your heart for all of our neighbors. May we be the hands and feet of Jesus in our community. I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
My name is Erica Kambitz. I am the Next Generation and the Admin Director at Three Creeks Church, and I will be praying for those significantly affected by COVID-19. Would you join me? Father God, it's moments like this that we approach your throne of grace with confidence, knowing that you understand our weaknesses, that you sympathize with us. We're grateful for Jesus, that he is a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and that you understand what it's like to be human, God. We pray for those who are experiencing anxiety and depression and fear in this time, Lord. We just ask that your peace that passes understanding would surround them and that that would rest upon their hearts and their minds. We pray for those who have lost their jobs, who have lost businesses, who have had to lay other people off, God. We ask that you provide abundantly for them during this time. We pray for those who have family members who are in high-risk categories and are susceptible to COVID-19, Lord, and we ask that your peace would also rest upon their hearts and their minds, and that they would feel the freedom to lament and to come to you in their grief and their sorrow and their frustration, God, and that there would be beautiful, honest prayers before you, trusting you in the midst of the craziness that is happening in our world.
My name is Steve Resch, pastor of Walnut Creek Presbyterian Church, and I will pray for global missions. God of truth and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, hear our prayer for those who do not know you. We ask that they may come to a saving knowledge of the truth and that your name may be praised among all peoples of the world. Sustain, inspire, and enlighten your servants who bring them the gospel. We ask you, Lord, to open doors where missionaries can share the gospel freely in countries where it's allowed. And in closed countries, give missionaries creative connections and opportunities. We ask you to help them speak with a bold truth, soaked with love and grace, to be agents of change. Help their words to be clear and well understood, and for hearts to hear and receive the good news of Jesus Christ. Continually renew missionary zeal in ourselves and in the church. Raise up new missionaries, even here in Gehenna, who will follow you to the ends of the world. Make us witnesses to your goodness, full of love, strength, and faith, for your glory and the redemption of the entire world. Amen.
Thanks for listening and praying along with the National Day of Prayer audio guide. We hope you were encouraged and your faith in God has been buoyed by this experience. Again, don't forget to post a picture with the hashtag PrayGehenna and invite someone out there to join us today as well.